dying on pilgrimage in India as a monk, nun, or layperson. Meditation. In this meditation upon death, we will imagine dying during a period of pilgrimage in India, while journeying on a bus from one sacred holy site to another. We will begin as per usual by establishing present moment body-based awareness with body sweeping and breath meditation. Bringing your attention to your sitting posture. Simply being aware that now you are sitting. With a straight yet relaxed posture. At first, simply feeling the physical feelings of the buttocks pressing against the mat or the cushion or chair on which you are sitting. Grounding awareness in this present moment. Allow a broad, natural awareness to embrace your whole body for the next few moments. And now I suggest taking three slow and deep in and out breaths, releasing any tension you may be feeling, particularly with the out breath. Breathing slowly and deeply in all the way into the abdomen. And then out, letting go, putting things down. And once again, breathing in and breathing out, relaxing, bringing a fresh awareness, a sense of being present into each new moment. And one more deep in and out breath at your own pace. Now allow the breathing to become relaxed and natural. Breathing easily, ordinarily, at your own pace. Just taking small, relaxed, natural breaths. Now with mindful awareness, try to feel the area around the top of the head. Simply aware of the various feelings on the surface area of the skin, around the area of the top of the head. Then include the face and the ears and the neck, front and back. Now include the upper shoulder area. Simply aware, knowing the various feelings on the surface of the skin in the shoulder area. Becoming more aware and at the same time relaxing. Now include the chest in this awareness. And then moving down, include the stomach area. Then bring this gentle, knowing awareness to include all of your back. Now include your arms. Embracing the whole upper area of the body with gentle awareness. Not judging. Not discriminating. Accepting the body as it is, with an alert and gentle knowing. Now include the lower abdomen, the groin, and then the buttocks. Feel your bottom pressing against the harder surface underneath. Present, in the moment, grounded. Now slowly include the legs and the feet in your awareness as well. Feel the whole body simply sitting, knowing the sitting posture. Now bring your awareness to your breathing, being very mindful of each in and out breath. Simply being aware of the feelings involved with in and out breathing. Try to be aware of the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath. Knowing the sensations of the breath coming in at the nose and through the chest, and into the abdomen. And then as it leaves the abdomen and the chest and out the nose again. Knowing the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath. Each in-breath and each out-breath. We are going to introduce a mental noting method now, so as to assist our mindfulness in staying with the feelings of the in- and out-breath. The main meditation object is awareness of the feelings of the breath, and yet a gentle mental noting method can help us to stay with our meditation object, not letting the mind wander off into thinking about this or that. So we will practice noting Buddho at first. Buddho means knowing. And so as you breathe in, mentally note but, and as you breathe out, note do. Aware of each in-breath, but, and each out-breath, do. But, do. But do. As this meditation will be a contemplation of death and impermanence, you can also practice noting with the word maranang, which means death or dying. Breathing in, maranang. Breathing out, maranang. 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 As the remainder of this meditation entails using the visualizing, reflecting faculty of the mind, it may not be possible to be aware of the breath in as much detail as when we take the breath itself as the primary meditation object. And this is fine. It is, however, very helpful to maintain a general awareness of the in and out breathing, even while doing visualizations. So we can alternate between these two words, Buddho and Maranang, in this way, using the noting as an aid to maintaining some awareness of each in-breath and each out-breath throughout this meditation session. Simply hear the instructions and promptings and visualize the scenarios as best you can, practicing mindfulness of death and impermanence while maintaining awareness of the breath, especially in the silent spaces. You are on pilgrimage in India. It was such an honor and a joy to be able to bow and pay respects at the very place of the Lord Buddha's enlightenment. Buddho. Buddho. And although there was a great deal of shocking poverty and filth, as well as loud, grating noises all around Bodh Gaya, when you closed your eyes to meditate at the Mahabodhi Temple, the very air seemed to be saturated with uplifting joy. It was so pleasant and so easy to rest with the awareness of the breath. And how much those sacred syllables meant in that place where Buddhahood was realized. Buddho. Buddho. Do. You had circumambulated around the chedi, holding sweet-smelling incense, many times. You offered butter lamps in honor of the Buddha, wishing, may the light of wisdom increase everywhere. And you placed an armful of fresh, bright-colored flowers on the Vajra Asana, the very seat of enlightenment. How fortunate to bow your head with reverence and gratitude at such a place. Buddho. Buddho. You had also recited the Dhammacakka Sutta, which you had memorized especially. The sutta which explained the Four Noble Truths and the Noble Eightfold Path, which leads to liberation.
Buddho. Buddho.
You feel so blessed to have been able to express your gratitude and faith to the Supreme Teacher. Now you are on the bus once again. You are traveling from Bodh Gaya to Varanasi. You are still amazed by how many big holes and bumps there are in the Indian roads, and astonished that the driver needs to swerve quite as much as he does. And it is another mystery too, that so much dust can enter the air-conditioned bus with all of the windows closed. You wipe your face with a tissue once again, and then marvel at the ochre-brown shade against white. You tell yourself, never mind, it's like this.
Buddho. Buddho.
It was a shame that you couldn't stay longer in Bodh Gaya. And yet, feeling so blessed, you are determined not to indulge any regrets. You surrender to the itinerary of the tour company and to the faithful group of Thai people who encouraged you to join their tour. Looking on the bright side, if all goes well, soon you will be able to pay respects at the famous deer park at Sarnath, another blessed holy site. It was the place where the Buddha taught the very first sermon.
Buddho. Buddho.
This road from Bodh Gaya to Varanasi appears to be one long and straight two-lane road, which carries a phenomenal amount of traffic. You never saw a road with so many holes, nor a road whose holes were so deep. You are trying to meditate, but the ride is extremely bumpy. And the bus always seems to need to swerve, either to overtake a slow and overloaded truck spewing black fumes, or to dodge a fast oncoming vehicle encroaching onto this side of the road. When you cannot be with the breath, you keep reciting in your mind.
Buddho. Buddho, Buddho.
You have been on the bus for 5 hours now. You are trying to be mindful of many objects. The pains in your lower back. Every time the bus hits another series of holes. The strains in the neck from frequent quick swerving. From left to right, and then from right to left. And from constantly braking or accelerating. There is also no break from the sound of loud air horns. Honking, tooting, and wailing. Often to tacky and corny musical tunes. These noises emit from the bus you are in, again, and again, and again. And go wailing past the window too, emitted by the many vehicles coming in the other direction. The tour guide thinks that we are about halfway now. The dust in the bus is so thick that you have to keep picking it out of the corner of your stinging eyes and blowing it out of your nose. And now you are beginning to get a very sore throat. It all looks and feels and sounds unpleasant. But amazingly, you are happy. You had wanted to come for so long. And now you are here. And it is an honor.
Buddho. Buddho. Buddho.
Because you feel full in your heart, and because you feel fortunate and blessed, you have remained somewhat aloof from this incessant assault to the senses. In those moments when things seem a little overwhelming, you try to look at the humorous side of this somewhat crazy scene. The guide said that the trip would take between 10 and 12 hours, depending upon whether or not there have been any breakdowns or accidents, which can sometimes completely block the road. This means that there are at least 5 more hours to go.
Buddho. Buddho.
Looking out the window, there are hardly any trees. The houses are made of earth, and in this the cold season, after the rice has been harvested, everything looks rather dusty and bleak. There are so many people, it's really quite extraordinary. Small village, after small village, after small village. Stretched along the road, with hardly any space in between. There seem to be people answering nature's call. In every available field, in every direction. Everywhere you look, people are squatting and excreting. This is a slightly shocking scene. Something which you were not prepared for. But after so many hours, you are accepting it as it is. Looking closely at the local Bihari villages whenever the bus slows. They all seem to be very thin. So thin. And you notice that for many, their skin has no glow. And their eyes have no shine. And they do not smile. These people seem to have become hardened by poverty. You had not expected this scene. And for the first time in your life, you recognize. You are realizing how very fortunate you are.
Buddha. Buddha.
In the face of this seemingly endless ocean of need, you do feel somewhat helpless and sad. The workings of karma are frightening. It is extraordinary how much the world can change. Bihar was not like this in the time of the Buddha. In the time of the Buddha, this land had been lush and abundant. You feel so blessed right now, and so full, because inside the bus, in stark contrast, you are surrounded by goodwill and warmth. You are glad that you joined the easygoing Thais for this journey. It was the right choice. Looking out at the hardship, feeling helpless, you remember that you can at least make sincere good wishes. You turn your mind to thoughts of loving kindness. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. Generating the heart of loving kindness. You feel grateful for all of the blessings of your life and for the precious gift of mental training. You sincerely wish that all beings may meet with such good fortune. Breathing in, may all of the people on this bus be well. Breathing out, may all of the people on this bus be happy. Breathing in, may everyone in the state of Bihar be well. Breathing out, may everyone in the state of Bihar be happy. May I be well. May all beings be well. May I be happy. May all beings be happy. The traffic on this road is mostly small trucks, which seem to be loaded up well beyond their capacity. There are several people in every cabin, and several people sitting on the towering loads behind as well. The vehicles bump and swerve, while the passengers are hanging on for dear life. Every now and then, you pass one of these trucks, lying sideways, a little off to the side of the road. You hate to think of what might have happened to the passengers. Just a few miles back, there was one truck completely upside down, stuck in a deep roadside ditch, with its wheels in the air. Maranang, Maranang. Once again, the bus accelerates and tries to overtake a large truck. But seeing yet another oncoming truck, the driver screeches the brakes and then quickly swerves back into place. Whenever he does this, and he has done this many times, the whole bus rocks precariously from side to side. You understand now how those other trucks met with their fate. And you acknowledge the fact that most probably not all of the human occupants survived. Looking around the bus, many of your fellow pilgrims are rubbing their necks and shoulders. Some are forcing earplugs deeper into their ears. It does look a bit grim, but the feeling in the bus is good. Whenever you look at someone, they always smile or laugh. The Thais travel very well. They have a gift for being patient and prefer to smile their way through almost everything. They have bought many snacks and lots of little sweet things too. Looking back up the bus, most of the passengers are munching on something and chatting and smiling. You rejoice in your companion's good spirits and decide to eat some candy from the pile of gifts that has been accumulating around you. Butto, butto. Once again, the bus lurches forward to overtake. And once again, there is oncoming traffic. But this time, the driver guns the accelerator. The roar of the engine is deafening. Several horns are blaring. He pulls in with an abrupt swerve, just missing the front of the oncoming truck. It thunders by just 3 or 4 inches from your window, with its horn blaring. On one level, you should be quite anxious. Yet this same scenario has repeated itself at least 20 times and counting today. You counsel yourself by practicing accepting the facts. This is simply the way that they drive on the highways in Bihar. There's nothing you can do about it. Knowing. It's like this.
Buddha. Buddha.
To calm your mind, you recollect as well what the Buddha had said to Ananda on one occasion, that if anyone should die on a pilgrimage to the 4 holy sites with a mind of faith, that person would, at the very least, be sure to attain a happy and auspicious rebirth. Acknowledging the fact that you could die today, you accept this statement as some consolation. Maranang, Maranang. You check now to see if your mind is a mind of faith. And yes, you notice that it is. You feel confident of the Buddha's enlightenment, confidence in his well-practiced disciples, and confident in his legacy of teaching and training. You have faith and confidence, and you feel grateful, deeply grateful. As the bus swerves and the horns blare once again, you remember the image of the upside-down truck. And you must admit that even with a heart of faith, this is not easy to take. You realize now that there is simply no other way around it. Rather than try to cheer yourself up, you are going to have to deeply accept, right now, the very real possibility of dying. At some point on this very trip. Because there are more long bus trips scheduled after this one as well. Breathing in, Maranang. Knowing the possibility of dying. Breathing out, Maranang. Accepting the unavoidable truth of death. Closing your eyes and ignoring the impingement from the driving, you stay with this contemplation. Maranang, Maranang. Aware of death. Maranang, Maranang. Mindfully accepting the always present possibility of dying. You are pleased to notice that your mind has stopped fretting now. It has settled quite deeply. The traffic seems to be flowing at a fair speed now. The drivers are laughing and talking to one another loudly. One of them has started to sing a song from an Indian movie. His friend is quick to join in. Your eyes are still closed, and you are aware of your breath. Buddho. Buddho. You have been contemplating death and meditating upon the fact that it could occur today. The bus is swerving, accelerating, and braking again as it does. On one level, you are open to the possibility. Yet on another level, you are not really expecting it to happen. So it is a surprise now when you hear the deafening sound of metal colliding with metal. Bang! But as you feel your whole body being thrust forward, and upon opening your eyes, you see the partition wall between your front seat and the driver's compartment coming towards you rapidly. You know what this will mean. Maranang. Maranang. The bus had picked up speed as a large truck coming from the other direction, overtaking another, had moved into this lane. It was probably just a moment of unawareness. Perhaps the driver had taken his eye off the road for just 1 second. Both vehicles were moving fast. They hit each other head on. Maranang. Maranang. Your body flew forward at such a speed and at such an awkward angle that when it collided with the partition wall, the neck and spine were instantly broken. Maranang. Maranang. There are just a few more moments of consciousness left as the bus flies sideways and goes into a roll. You are aware that this body will definitely die. Indeed, it is already dying. Letting go, Your mind gathers into clear knowing. Without contending. Maranang. Maranang. As the bus rolled again and again, all of the passengers were already dead. When the bus burst into flames, Maranang, Maranang. Maranang, Maranang. In about 7 minutes, we will come to the end of this meditation. Try to maintain a good, clear awareness of your breath for the remainder of this session. If your mind is peaceful, simply maintain your awareness of breathing, allowing your mind to stay in its peaceful state until the end of the session. Hear my voice as if it is in the distance. If you think that it might be helpful, you can now refresh the awareness of the body sitting, knowing the felt sense of the sitting posture. Feel the weight of your body pressing against the mat or the chair. Mindfully aware that you are sitting. Feeling grounded. Present in the body, in this moment. And now mindfully bring awareness to refocus on the breath. Feeling the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath. Taking one or two deep breaths can be helpful in re-establishing awareness of the physical feeling of the breath. You can note the in and out breath as before with the syllables put, do. Put do. Put do. We understand that in reflective death meditations, we are using our sanya, or perceptions, to stimulate a heightened awareness of impermanence and the truth of the inevitability of death. During the meditation, we allow the mind to be affected by this exercise, to be informed on a deep level. But towards the end of the meditation, it is good to remember that our visualization meditation was actually just an exercise involving thoughts and perceptions and feelings. Arising and ceasing in awareness. If your mind became peaceful through this exercise, wonderful. And if it did not, never mind. The important thing is that we become a little more aware of impermanence in our lives, and a little less frightened of the very normal experience of death. These kinds of meditations can be helpful in both training the mind to let go into peaceful awareness, and also in preparing us to be able to be mindful when our eventual death does actually occur. Sometimes it is good to end death meditations with a couple of minutes of metta, loving-kindness meditation. Establishing a deep sense of well-being. Breathing in, simply wishing, may I be well. Genuinely directing loving-kindness towards yourself. Generating the warmth of positive goodwill in the area of your heart. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, wishing, may I be happy. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. Breathing in, may I be safe. May I be free from danger. Breathing out, may I be well, may I be happy. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may all beings be well. Breathing in, may I be happy. Breathing out, may all beings be happy. The Buddha explained that consciously developing awareness of impermanence creates an enormous amount of good karma, or positive potential, merit. Acknowledging that you have been contemplating impermanence and death, in accordance with this ancient wisdom tradition, you can feel joyful and confident. In a minute or so, this meditation session will be over. If you have time, you can continue with your own meditation. Otherwise, you can now consider sharing the merit of this meditation with all beings, or with someone in particular. Bringing to mind the merit that was produced by this session of meditation, determine how you wish to dedicate the merit. I dedicate the merit that arises from this session of meditation to: may this person be well, be safe, be happy.